Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, this is Mind Your Business. On the station, we explore the SME sector here. And despite its name, small and medium-sized enterprises, this is a massive sector. Almost 200,000 businesses in Singapore are SMEs.
In fact, that's over 90% of businesses here in Singapore which are in the sector. It powers half our economy and hires about 70% of our workforce. We speak with startups, business leaders, industry experts and sometimes academics to find out how the sector is doing and the challenges it faces.
And today we've chatted with Zelia Leong, a founder of Anywhere, an online travel booking service that provides a unique travel experience for its customers to less traveled destinations. Well, the thing is that they only inform you of the destination a week in advance. Months or so, or on the day of departure itself. So how exciting is that, right?
I don't know. It's certainly for the more adventurous, I think. Somebody like me who has a bit of OCD, I don't think I could handle it. I actually have to plan everything down to a T.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Zelia and Anywhere have been picked to represent Singapore at Google Demo Day Asia 2019. They are among 11 finalists from APEC, and she'll tell us more about that in just a bit.
Mm-hmm. And Zelia, thanks for joining us here on Prime Time. Let's start with you letting us know more about Anywhere. I mean, the element of surprise doesn't sit well with some. I mean, obviously not very well with Howie. How did you come up with this unique travel experience, a model for your booking service?
Hey, thanks for having me. So let me share a bit more about Anywhere. What we do, we send you on personalized trips to less traveled places, like what you said. So we collect your preferences, and that is how we are able to plan trips for everyone. So we have families, we have people going on honeymoon, even pregnant mothers celebrating their baby boon. And this is because it's all completely personalized. So we came up with the idea of Anywhere because we always go to the same places, do the same things, take the same photos, especially Singaporeans with the number one passport in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yet why do we keep recycling our holidays? And at Anywhere, we want to show you that there are so many more cool places to be discovered by you, and we make that happen.
How did you find out, though, Zelia, that there was a gap in the market that you wanted to fill, this gap, for the adventurous, so to speak?
So it's we all want new experiences, right? We want something that's authentic, that's personalized, that's meaningful just for us. But it's so difficult to find because there's thousands of TripAdvisor reviews. You follow your friends, you see what's hot on social media. And this is how we get our information. So we are just filling the gap of helping you find things that's suitable for you and verified.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges you face while you are setting up Anywhere?
My co-founder, Felix, and I were both first-time startup founders. So although we were from the startup industry before doing this, the challenge was just setting it up, finding, you know, the right mentors, the right support group. But we have been really lucky. And you can see, you know, from even support from Google, people who really want to see the startup community thrive.
How did you tackle some of these challenges, though? I mean, you mentioned mentors, there were a lot of people helping you out, but I don't know, the sleepless nights and the, oh my goodness.
We're still trying to find, please tell me if you know. But definitely a strong ecosystem, a strong support group. This is crucial because, you know, we don't know anything when we just started, and it's all relying on learning and speaking with people who have been through it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe you can share with us Anywhere's operating and business models. I mean, are you still bootstrapped?
We've been operating for about 2 years now. Uh-huh. A couple thousand of travelers. Most of them are from Singapore because that's where, you know, we started our PR, our support, our word of mouth. So on Instagram, you can find us, hashtag go anywhere, and our travelers just share. But recently, we have been expanding to Europe and North America. So that's where most travelers are coming in from as well. Yeah, and super excited to keep growing this.
Let's talk about how tech's helped you out, because it's tech everywhere, but, you know, you really shouldn't use it just for the sake of. How is it helping you gain an advantage at Anywhere?
Yeah, definitely, you're right. So it's not just using tech for the sake of throwing buzzwords around, right? So we are using this to enable us to find destinations and to match travelers' preferences to destinations that's suitable for them. So right from taking in their preferences, filtering out the best locations, such as we promised that your total travel time will not be more than 15% of your total trip time.
Mm-hmm.
So tech helps us to calculate all this and make it really scalable for us to plan good trips.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just one more question to squeeze in before we break for our traffic update. I mean, how do you go around experiencing these trips before you propose or before you suggest to your customers? I mean, do you actually, you and your partner, your founders, do they actually travel these places so you know? Like for instance, like if in Siem Reap, what other things you need to do? How do you recommend these things?
Yes, I wish that we traveled to all these places. When we first started, we did. So I took a backpack and went around a couple countries in Southeast Asia. Of course, this doesn't work that way. And my preferences doesn't mean it's everyone else's preferences.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with a framework to understand different types of travellers, different personality types. So we worked with Oxford University to come up with frameworks to analyse travel's needs and behaviours. And we have explorers, local partners, tourism boards, and all these people coming in to help us.
Why did you want to, though, participate in Demo Day Asia 2019?
You know, like I mentioned, Google has really been supporting startups. They provide a strong community and ecosystem. So it's by participating in Google Demo Day Asia, we not only get a network throughout Asia, but also Google campuses around the world. So like in Spain, in London, everywhere. So we want to be a part of this community to learn. And the best way to learn and improve yourself is to learn from fellow founders. So we are super excited to join this network.
Mm-hmm. So what did taking part entail? And what's next in the competition?
Taking part, of course, you had to submit the pitch, your video, propose about your business. Demo Day is actually a three-day program where they flew us to Bangkok and we had networking opportunities, workshops, learning from mentors, visiting different facilities and companies, and also ended off with a pitch event on the last day at TechSource Global Summit.
How do you think you beat out the competition, you think? I mean, what made Anywhere stand out?
I think we were really lucky and we learned a lot about how to refine the message and tell the Anywhere story better, and also how Anywhere can help to solve the problem that global travellers have.
I understand. Zelia will not reveal secrets. That is the thing, isn't it?
But she answered it very well. Okay, what are the current challenges that Anywhere is facing?
I recommend chamomile tea, Zelia, for your sleepless nights.
Thank you. Some say with honey. challenges, I mean, that's really a lot. Mm-hmm. And someone just told me yesterday that it will only get harder.
What?
And we totally know and are prepared for it. Of course, it's building the team. Like I said, we are first-time founders. So how do we expand, you know, build the team and help everyone to grow together as individuals, as a team, as a business? So definitely super exciting.
How are you tackling these challenges, though? I mean, is there an issue with, say, having enough people to help you out? Labor crunch, etc.?
Not really enough people, but having the right people.
Any expansion plans?
Definitely. So I was mentioning that we have now customers from Europe and America as well. So looking to share more about the Anywhere story there and take travellers there anywhere.
What do you think you'd prefer? To be acquired and then you can sit on a beach and sip some Mai Tais whilst the company runs full force? Or do you want to still be involved, Celia?
We haven't thought so far, just thinking whether we could
have
a
good seat. Have foresight and think ahead, yes?
Let's see, but either way, we have learned a lot and I don't think that we have learned enough and taken this far enough. So I still on that for now.
Here's the clincher, Bernard. Here's the question. When was the last time you took a vacation, Zelia?
good one.
Uh-huh. A proper one was before I started Anywhere. That's the goal.
That's two years ago.
Yes, so I told my team that I'll book my own Anywhere trip by this year.
Okay, well, you got like a few more months. Okay, many thanks to Zelia Leong, founder of Anywhere, an online travel booking service, of course, that provides a unique travel experience for its customers to less traveled destinations. Check them out at anywhere.co. That's ANYWHR.co, right?
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.